You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. I'm excited as we are here in Southern California. God is doing something awesome and wonderful in our midst. I want to share with you this morning, I want to give a free giveaway by 5 o'clock p.m., a one copy of my book, A Mother's Story. So if you're listening to my program today, I want you to do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Luana Stines, L-U-A-U-N-A-S-T-I-N-E-S. And to see that correct spelling, you can also go onto my website, www.atouchfromabove.org. Today, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Luana Stines. I'm going to give one free copy of my book at 5 o'clock p.m., A Mother's Story. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I know that God is just awesome and wonderful. And I want to share with you today about prayer again. Prayer is so powerful and so wonderful. First of all, let me open in prayer. Father, I thank you that you are my God. You are our God, our rock, our refuge, our shield, our fortress, our bright and morning star. And there is nothing that is too hard for you. Father, I come humbly before thy throne, and I pray for every person that is listening right now. I pray that you encourage, that you strengthen, that you uplift, that you build them up, build a shield around them, protect them from the snares of the enemy and the lies of Satan that would come against their mind, come against their home, come against their children, come against their loved ones. Satan, you are defeated by the blood of the Lamb, and you will have no dominion in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Father, I thank you that you are faithful to hear our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I was thinking about this morning when I woke up about the power of our God. You know, I can't remember exactly when it was. A couple years ago, I was in Arkansas. And as I was in Arkansas, this wonderful couple, I was there ministering and preaching. This wonderful couple opened up their cabin and allowed my assistant, Jill, and I to stay in that little cabin. And it was right beside a river, the White River. And as I was in that cabin that night, they said, you know, a storm's coming in. And as the evening came near, I could see the clouds just beginning to just really darken the sky. All of a sudden, I heard this thunder crack. And I looked out the door and lightning went from one end of the sky to the other. And then the little veins of that lightning, it was like 1,000 little legs that just from that one lightning bolt that went out. And just no sooner did that one stop and another one came. Well, the entire night, the lightning was just flashing and the thunder was roaring. And I thought to myself, whoa, my goodness, who makes my hair stand up? And the reason I said that is because I thought about the power of our God. I think at times as Christians, we have to be careful never to forget the power of our God. The Bible says that God spread out the heavens like a curtain. It is God who causes the thunder to roll. It is God who causes the lightning to flash. It is God who gives the seas their boundaries. How great is our God? He is so awesome. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. You know, the devil can't be everywhere, but God is everywhere. He has all sorts of power in his mighty right arm. The Bible says that God breathed his breath and man became a living being. The Bible says that, you know, he causes the wind to blow and he brought quail to the children of Israel. I want you to know today that God is a God that is powerful and awesome, and he's a God that wants to answer our prayers. You know, so many times we don't even realize that prayer is like the door that God wants to, it's salvation. There's so many people that get stuck at the door and you never enter in all the way to the divine blessing of God. You know, I've been saved 33 years and I still am discovering to let go, to let God. And I am so excited because as the years go by, I want to really let go. I want to let go and trust God in such a way that I have never done before. And I wished I would have learned it a lot earlier, but I'm here today to tell you that there's only one way that you can enter into the divine blessings of God. How can you enter into that place? There's an entrance into any spiritual experience or the entrance to opportunity. Jesus said, I am the door. Christ is the means by which man can reach the Father. Paul used the words as an entrance to opportunity. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, Paul said, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was open unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit. When we read the word of God, John, when writing to the church at Philadelphia, shares this revelation from Christ. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation 3:8. Not only is a door a place of opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to a community, but it's also the opportunity for an individual as the Lord confirms. He says, behold, in Revelation 3:20, he said, in Revelation 3:20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. There are doors to nations. There are doors to different ethnic groups that can be opened. Once the door is open, they are able to receive faith and believe. You know, not too long ago, I traveled into Africa. And we went throughout all the entire village preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only in a place where the stadium, not only in a place of a Bible pastor's conference, but we went into the villages. We went everywhere we could and a door was open for me. And they said, how would you like to come into the Malawian prison? I thought, okay. Well, not too many people had been to the Malawian prison. There were thousands of prisoners in that prison. There were no cells like here in America. So I thought, this may be an opportunity. Lord, you have opened this door. I went into that Malawian prison and I looked around and I realized there was one guard with a machine gun. And here I am, my assistant and a couple of others were sitting there and my interpreter. And I look around and I realize there are thousands of prisoners here and there's only one guard. There are no cells and there are no locked places. All these prisoners are just here. And I thought, okay, Lord, you open this door, so I'm just not going to have any fear and I'm going to preach. And I begin to preach and share about how you can be in a locked prison and yet be free within your heart because of the blood of Jesus and because of the power of the cross of Calvary. At the end of that service, there were literally hundreds of Malawian prisoners who got saved and gave their heart to Jesus. You see, God opens up a door. It says in Acts 14:27, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Going through a door of opportunity means that we face spiritual opposition from the principalities and the powers that keep nations from hearing and responding to the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 16:9, it says, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. You see, only Jesus Christ can open a door that has been shut to the gospel. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:12, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. How do we get the doors of faith and opportunity opened? We have seen that Christ must open the door. However, God has made us members of his body. That means that the head has chosen to function through his body on earth. So it takes you and I to enter into the prayers of intercession, to stand against the spiritual forces keeping the door shut. Once the prayers break through, Christ will open the door to the entire city, to a nation, to a race, so that the people can be saved. Paul confirms this in the book of Colossians. God wants to open the doors for you and I. Colossians chapter 4, reading in verse 3 to 4, he said, with all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to preach the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. God wants to open that door. He cares about you and I. You see, you and I must understand that America is in big trouble unless you and I begin to pray. You and I must understand our entire world is in big trouble unless you and I pray. Prayer has been on the very bottom of the totem pole of our life. But you and I must understand we have to pray for the security and the future of the American family today. We have to pray for marriages. We have to pray for the children. We have to pray that God would build a shield of protection around our children, around the marriages, around the future of this generation. Can I tell you? That like never before in time, is the culture facing more intense persecution than the family. Not only because of divorce, infidelity, and abuse that is on the rise, but social engineers. There are people that work continually to dismantle the traditional family. You see, I know that we have to pray for mothers. We have to pray for fathers, that they will take their place in that home, that they will care for their children. Why? Because the Bible says in Joshua chapter 24:15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You see, our children, we must stand strong. Today, I have two amazing, wonderful children. They are grown adults now, but they love Jesus. They love the Lord with all their heart. It's amazing. I remember my son in his teenage years would fight me. I don't want to go to church, Mom. We got to talk. I'm 15. I said, whoa, hold on. Slow down in my country town. I said, hold on, little buddy. I said, what do you mean you decided you're not going to go to church at 15? Excuse me, 14. I said, 14, you decided you're not going to go to church? I looked around. I said, can I see your wallet? My wallet? Yeah, your wallet. Well, why? I said, well, I want to make sure that you're going to have the monthly rent. I want to make sure you're going to have the monthly utilities. I want to make sure you have the monthly phone bill. And I want to make sure you have the groceries, the money for groceries. What? Mom, I'm only 14. Exactly, Sam. When you get old enough to pay your house rent, to pay your mortgage, to pay your utilities, to pay your phone, to pay your food, to pay your clothes, and to buy your own little toilet paper, you know what? Then you can decide not to go to church. But until then, you are going to church because me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I said, I don't know where you got that idea from other than from hell, but you're not going to sit at home. So get up. Get your rumpus bumpus in that car. Go change. Get up. You're going to church. Oh, yes, he fought with me. But guess what? He went to church that day. I didn't give him an option. Parents have not taken their proper place in the home for the care of their children. Hell rages war against your children. Hell opens its mouth and says, not enough, not enough, not enough. Hell desires to take your children and sift them like wheat to destroy them. But I promise you, parents, if you will take time, if you will begin to pray, set a time aside, come up to the prayer mountain and cry out for your children. Why? Because the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual host of wickedness. And I'll be right back. Don't you leave. I'm not finished yet. I'm going to a commercial.
A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. I tell you today that God is a mighty God. God is awesome. He is our strength. He's our shield. He's our fortress. And I promise you that if you train up your children in the way that they should go, so many times we don't understand it. You know, I love to garden. I love to plant. I love to plant trees. I love to plant. I just love to garden, period. So the other day, as I was out outside, I was looking at this tree, and I noticed the tree was starting to grow a little crooked. And I thought, you know what? I got to put something on there and pull it up straight. You know, our natural tendency, because we live in a fallen world and our flesh want to do wrong. This is why we have to pray. God can open up a door for you, mother. God can open up a door for you, father. It doesn't matter. The enemy may rage against you from every side, but if you will learn how to pray, because I tell you that prayer produces power. When you learn to pray, you can learn to wait upon the Lord. Our prayer lines are even open right now. You can call 760-315-1967 for prayer right now. There is nothing too hard for God. The Lord stirred my heart. I have had many oppositions in my life. God did not promise us just candy and just float through life Christianity. I'm sorry. That's not, life is life. Life is sometimes hard. Sometimes we don't have the answer of why and how come circumstances happen. Why was my husband killed? Why was he murdered? Why did he have an affair? Why did I raise two children? Why did I have to be a single mother? Why did I go through cancer? Why? It doesn't matter why. The fact is, I live in this fallen world, and Jesus took me through every trial, every heartache, every opposition, because I learned to pray. I tell you today, if you will learn to pray, there are so many, and I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you like never before to pray, pray, pray. You know, every Friday night, we have a spirit-filled prayer service at the Prayer Mountain. Every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Prayer Mountain. You can find out where that is. atouchfromabove.org is our website. And I want you to know that every Friday we gather. I don't care where you're from. Come. It is worth praying. If we intercede together, we can change our nation. Every morning we have prayer at the Prayer Mountain. I know that you can't make it sometimes because you have a job and you have different places that you have to be at work and the drive, but Ramona's not that far. It's 35 miles to 40 miles from anywhere in San Diego County. We have prayer starting 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., every single morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is prayer. And then, of course, Saturday, that is our only sleep-in day. and we get up and we pray later. But I tell you today that if we pray, God will give us wisdom for parents. He'll give you wisdom in raising your children. He'll give you wisdom for those that are a victim of divorce, those that are bound and caught up by domestic violence. God wants to bring unity among the families. He wants to bring protection of a marriage. He wants to bring righteous legacy. I'm just so excited about prayer. He wants to bring protection for the family. He wants to preserve the parents' rights in raising and educating your children. Do you understand? Today's media are trying so hard to come against the parents from raising their children correctly. The youth, they need to come to a place of repentance. We cannot do it if we don't pray. We cannot do that. Our God is powerful. Our God is able. God has so much power and authority and dominion. He wants to open up a door for you and I. He wants to make a way for you and I. Nothing is too hard for God. Not one thing. God wants to do something great in your life. He will open up that door. Do you need a door of opportunity open because of finances in your work? Then pray. Is your husband leaving you? Then pray. Is your house in turmoil? Then pray. Do your teenagers, are they away from God? Then pray. Why are we praying? What is it that we need? We need a miracle in our nation once again. Are you sick in your body? Has the enemy come against your body? Has he made your body weak? The Bible says throughout all the Word of God, that they prayed and he healed them all. Nothing is too hard for God. When I read through this Bible, I see that God is so ready to touch every one of our needs. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible says that he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and he said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Nothing is too hard for God. God will give you wisdom. If maybe you're sick in your body and you don't realize there are circumstances that you have to change. There are things that you're doing that need to be changed. God will give you wisdom. He is the greatest wisdom of all. He is the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the All-Knowing, the All-Powerful God. He loves you. We don't have to be bound up by the enemy. You can walk in victory. God wants to open a door for you. There is a door that God is waiting to open for you to walk through. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Can I tell you today? He says that so many times we don't even realize it. Not only does Christ desire to open doors of opportunity for his people so they may preach the gospel, but he wants to open up the doors of revelation and understanding. But also, listen, but also those doors must be open. Jesus continually repeats the phrase, he that has an ear, let him hear. This statement, why? Why did he make this statement? He made the statement to the churches in Revelation in chapter 2 and 3 indicates that we often don't understand what we are hearing. The doors of understanding must be open for our minds to comprehend what God desires to reveal to us. We must understand that in Revelation 4, 1 and 2. Read that. After this, I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it were a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up hither and I will show you these things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. God wants to show you great and mighty things. God wants to show you great and mighty things. In the book of Acts, we see how God can open a door of opportunity to keep the door open so the gospel may be preached without spiritual hindrance. Paul had been accused and had been brought to Rome, a city that was at that time the center of sin. Paul prayed and asked others to intercede for him. Finally, the door to Rome was open. In Acts chapter 28, verses 30 through 31, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. You see, my friend, why is there such a demand in America not to preach? Why is it tear down the crosses? Why is it don't bring God in school? Why is it let's not have any God? Why is it don't mix religion, don't mix God into anything? Why? Because there's a stronghold over the United States of America. But I tell you today that I have committed my heart here in America at the Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, to tear down the strongholds, to cause people to come and pray that God might grant us his supernatural, miraculous, divine favor. I tell you today, God is a God that is faithful and just. Please come out to the Prayer Mountain. Visit my website today. You're listening to my program today and you're not saved. Do me a favor. Say this prayer. Jesus, come into my heart. I'm lost and broken. Forgive me, Lord, of my iniquities and my transgression. Be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I know you died on the cross. Amen. Did you say that prayer? Email me. Call me. 760-315-1967. Visit our website today at touchfromabove.org. Click on the K-Praise box to find our sponsors and thank them by enjoying their professional services. Tell them that Dr. Luana sent you. I tell you, if you want the best prime rib in San Diego, when you're going through Ramona, you better stop at DeCarlo's Restaurant. That is an amazing restaurant. Stop there. CB Construction, expert building from the ground up or just a remodel, call Steve Coles. What an amazing contractor and builder and honest man he is. Call Steve. He is my personal friend. And DeCarlo's Restaurant, Lynn, is my personal friend. And I'm telling you what, they are amazing people. You need your website done? You know what? Call Keldiac. Ramona Dental Group. You need your smile beautified, dental health? Call Dr. Bruce Laurie. Sludgebuster Septic, they are amazing, amazing, amazing. You need septics fixed. You need portable toilets for anything that you're doing. Call them. Go on our website. Hiles Pool Service. Phil keeps our pool at the Prayer Mountain. Absolutely amazing. East County Gazette, if you need your advertising done, values are second to none in the area. They are amazing. East County Gazette. Eli, I want to thank you so much. David from Oregon, thank you so much. Don, thank you so much. Marion, Bill, and Melanie, I want to thank you so much. I appreciate our sponsors. If you're listening to my program today and you'd like to be one that would like to give a gift to our ministry to help me build the Prayer Mountain, I ask you in the name of Jesus to give. For your gift today, for your gift of $20, I will send you one of my books, A Mother's Story. Send a gift of $20 to our ministry. You can go online, atouchfromabove.org, and say, you know what, I'm going to give a gift for your radio here. And when you do that, I will send you A Mother's Story. And don't forget, those of you that want to follow me on Twitter today, I'm going to give away a free book, A Mother's Story, at 5 o'clock p.m. Follow me on Twitter, Dr. Luana Steins. I'm going to give away one of my books, A Mother's Story. I tell you today, God loves you and you are important. Do me a favor. Come on out to the Prayer Mountain. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we have a church service. Now, if you are a part of a church, I don't want to pull you out of your church. You be faithful where you go. You can come and visit the Prayer Mountain maybe on a Friday night. You can come another time. God loves you, cares a lot about you, and you are very important to Jesus. You are very important. Spend time away. Take some time out. Find you a prayer partner and come out to the Prayer Mountain. Spend 24 hours. Separate yourself. Pray and fast for your situation. I promise you that nothing is too hard for our God. He is able and willing to help you and open up doors and heal any situation. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. God bless you. And this is A Touch from Above.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.